Sam Altman publicly saying he was wrong about AI adoption speed after GPT-4 2023 launch is a significant moment of epistemic honesty from one of the most prominent figures in the field. He expected far more economic disruption by now. And what's interesting is that his admission lands at exactly the same moment that ramp spending data shows Anthropic's flagship model, Fable 5, capturing only 11% of enterprise AI spending more than 2 months after launch.
Let me put the 11% figure in context, because on its face it sounds like failure, but the picture is more nuanced. Enterprise AI spending as a whole has grown dramatically. The total pool is much larger than it was 18 months ago. 11% of a large and rapidly growing market is still meaningful revenue. The issue is that 11% represents a significant shortfall from what Anthropic needed to validate the pricing and the positioning of what they build as their most capable model. If you're preparing for an IPO, as Anthropic appears to be doing, your revenue mix and your flagship product's market penetration are scrutinized intensely by prospective institutional investors.
The ramp data is particularly revealing because ramp processes corporate card transactions. So this is actual spending, not survey data about intentions. When businesses are making real purchasing decisions with real money, they're choosing cheaper alternatives at a rate of roughly 9-to-1 over Fable 5. That's the market speaking through behavior rather than preference surveys, and behavior is much harder to argue with.
This is where Altman's admission and Anthropic's market position intersect in a meaningful way. Altman's point isn't just about the pace of disruption, it's implicitly about the economic model underlying frontier AI development. The assumption was that frontier capability would command frontier pricing, that enterprises would pay significant premiums for the most powerful models because the productivity gains would justify the cost. What's actually happening is that the capability gap between frontier models and cheaper alternatives has narrowed faster than the pricing gap has, which means the value proposition for paying top dollar is harder to make.
This is the moment for what I'd call a curriculum corner on competitive markets and antitrust, because what we're watching in AI right now actually illustrates something fundamental about how these concepts work in practice. When economists and lawyers talk about monopoly power in the technical, legal sense, specifically under the Sherman Antitrust Act, which Congress passed in 1890, they're not just talking about one company being really big or really dominant. The Sherman Act prohibits two specific things: anti-competitive agreements between companies, covered under Section 1, and monopolization or attempted monopolization by a single firm, covered under Section 2. The key legal definition of monopoly under Section 2 requires both a large market share. Courts have generally used 60 to 70% as a rough threshold, though it's not absolute, and what lawyers call monopoly power, meaning the ability to control prices or exclude competition. Market share alone has never been legally sufficient. You can hold 50% of a market and not be a monopolist if competitors can enter freely and discipline your pricing. What makes the AI model market so interesting right now is that it demonstrates how difficult it is to maintain monopoly power in a software market with low switching costs and multiple well-funded competitors. Anthropic can't simply raise prices on Fable 5 because enterprises will shift to OpenAI, to Google's Gemini Pro, to open source alternatives like Llama. That competitive discipline is exactly what antitrust law is designed to preserve. The irony is that the AI sector, which regulators have been scrutinizing for anti-competitive behavior, may be one of the most genuinely competitive technology markets we've seen in a decade.
That's a crucial distinction. The concern about AI monopoly has focused more on infrastructure, compute access, data distribution than on the model layer itself. And what the ramp data suggests is that at the model layer, competition is very real and very effective.
The 2028 Democratic candidates dodging Bernie Sanders' call to pause AI development is almost a separate story, but connects here. Axios surveyed the likely field. This includes figures like Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Josh Shapiro, and others, and essentially none of them would either endorse or criticize Sanders' proposal to halt AI development. The political calculation is obvious. AI is a major employer and a major source of campaign contributions in the states where these candidates need to build coalitions. But the epistemic dodge is notable. There's a genuine policy debate about AI safety and development pace, and the entire likely Democratic field has decided the safest position is no position.
Which is itself a position, it just doesn't feel like leadership.